Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Sunday Audibles 2022 NFL Draft Show live and in Technicolor. That's right, folks. It's that night of the year where the circus meets the Oscars, where dreams are given and some taken away. Who will be the guy sitting in the draft room waiting his turn? We all remember Aaron Rodgers. Who will be the guy who jumps to the top of the board? Well, after a full football season, college football season, and an off season of combines, individual interviews, and tons of mock drafts. We are here, and we are ready for the 2022 NFL Draft right here for the very first time on the NFL's Sunday Audible. That's right. That's right. We are the Sunday Audible. We are here tonight ready to bring you our analysis of the first round of the NFL Draft, and I couldn't be happier to be doing this. Well, this is probably my sixth time in a row. We usually do these on Thursdays with the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, but we thought we'd bring in the third member of the crew and the show that features the NFL, the Sunday Audible. So without further ado, I want to bring on my co-hosts. The first guy, we won't hold against the fact he wears the green color, one of the most pitiful franchises in history, but he's the Pope around here. He's my dear friend of 40 years. And he's got one of the most unique analysis of the NFL. And he's mostly right, which I hate to admit. He's, of course, my co-host and my buddy, Mr. Jeff Towinski. Let's get him on first. F.A., welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Ready for the little NFL draft?
No. I'm beaming with pride right now, man, that you just said in front of all of these people that I am right.
I have to say, you've called a lot of it right. You got a lot wrong, but you got a lot right, which is more than most people.
All right. We'll worry about that all.
Exactly. So let's
concentrate on what I did, which was get most of it right.
Well, I think we're all excited. It's that night of the year, but we got a special guest there. We got our third host and our buddy and a guy who brings an air of sanity to the lunacy that usually partakes of the show. He will be the fashionista of tonight's show with many share like wardrobe changes.
You know what?
God.
That's a good name for him right there.
Cher.
We'll call him Cher for the rest of the night.
Well, he's more Sonny Bono than Cher to me, but what the hell? He's my pal. He's our pal. And he's the head top dog over at RFL Records. He's, of course, John Marhefka. And he's sporting the Jaguar colors at the start of the show. What's up, Johnny boy?
Hey, do you guys believe in life after love? If I'm Cher, man, I gotta throw it out there. I don't want to be Cher, but...
Oh, man.
Happy draft night, guys.
Yeah. It all depends on how many costume changes you manage tonight, which will either cement your name as Cher or John. We'll let that happen, play out. See what happens.
Guys, well, it's going to be an interesting night. Let me tell everybody how this is going to work. So we got about an hour of back and forth. We got a few things that we have a lot to talk about. This is, to me, and I'm going to ask the boys this, but for me, this is one of the most interesting drafts I've ever got the chance to sit here and watch, because while there's plenty of big names from the sense that, if you watch college football, you know who Aiden Hutchinson is, and you know who Sauce Gardner is, and you know who Jameson Winston is, Will Williams is. But this isn't a draft, guys, that's strewn with the quarterbacks, the big dogs, you know. So before we got my dad's online, I want to get him on. Before we get to anything else, I want to get each of you guys' perspective on the 2022 NFL draft. So, John, you're the rookie for tonight, so I'm going to let you go first. What's your take on this draft? Is it exciting? Is this a boring draft? What is your overall view of this draft?
I think this is going to be an exciting draft, Tommy. And I think the reason is because there's so many unpredictables here when you look at this class. I mean, we don't have that stud quarterback that we always see. You know, the guy that's that first pick and, hey, we know he's going here, or we know the top five. I mean, this is a draft where even the number one pick is still in question. I'm excited for this. I think it's going to be a great class. I think there's going to be a lot of crazy things happening, just like we saw back in the 2021 season.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's going to be one of those deals, but I'm looking forward to a great night and having some fun here.
Awesome. Now, Jeff, I noticed a couple of new things this week. One, I see the draft lid. We've gotten rid of the stocking cap, which was an embarrassment to the show.
I don't have that with me because I'm not in my usual spot.
Well, that's the second part was going to be, I noticed you're in a different spot tonight. Has the wife relegated you to the new shed?
No, not at all. I'm downstairs in front of the 60-inch TV.
Nice.
In a room that really nobody has been in much at all.
Okay.
For quite some time. I could show you something. You got to promise not to laugh.
I can't make that promise, guys. The tree is still up.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the great part is that here's my view for tonight, 60-inch TV.
Nice.
And I still have a Christmas tree up down here because I never got around to getting it. But now that the shed is here, that'll be coming down. But I really wanted to add real quick.
Uh-oh, he just shut himself off, John. So we'll have to fill some few minutes until he gets back. But, Johnny, I agree with you. I think this is an interesting draft in the sense that there's many possibilities in this first round.
It is. It's crazy, Tommy. I mean, we've been looking at this, you know, since the season ended, really. I mean, you get back into this and look at this list of players, and I just scratch my head. I mean, I've gone through several mocks just trying to figure it all out, and I don't think we're ever going to figure it all out. None of the experts ever do, and it's always something that's crazy that happens. So I think that's what it's going to be like this year, Tommy.
I agree. So, Jeff, you were in the middle of giving us your take on the draft. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's, it's like right up until draft day, which is today, we got the news just a little while ago with the New York Giants, what their intentions were. Does this throw a wrench into the entire draft? And I say, yeah, how you doing, Mike Weissman? How's it going, buddy? But
well, Jeff, tell everybody what you're talking about. You know, you're giving. We know, but tell everybody
I'm leading into it. And okay. That's the Giants not exercising the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones. I think that it speaks volumes that they're doing it on or draft day. Do the Giants go quarterback? Does this change everything for the Giants? Does this make everybody else nervous? Is this going to make a flurry of trade activity? Does this mean the Giants are going to reach? This year, I would say the Giants would be reaching a quarterback. Does Baker Mayfield come to the New York area? A whole bunch of different questions that I'm sure within the next hour and a half we'll have better answers for, but an amazing amount of stuff that could happen very, very shortly. And, John, I don't know what your take on all of that is. I don't know if you heard about that, the Giants not exercising that option. I know that me and Tommy have gone back and forth about this for a long time, but I didn't think it was going to happen on draft day. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I see that too, Jeff. I mean, I saw that, and I think, you know, really now where are they going? I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean, are they going to make a move for Mayfield? You know, you got a new regime in there right now. Do these guys want to make a big splash right out of the gate? I mean, I think that'd be a huge splash if you went quarterback in the first round and then you got the two picks. I really don't even know what to say on that, guys. I mean, I think that's a head scratcher, and we're just going to see how that plays out, like you said, Jeff, in the next hour and a half.
Tom, you got to be nervous about the prospects of that happening this year, no?
No, I'm absolutely not. You know, I didn't think anybody thought at all that they would be exercising that option, and rightfully so, for a lot of reasons. Injury history, the fact that he has not played fully the way he possibly can. And, you know, I think there was now today making that decision today and putting it out there, I think is a strange thing for me. And I'm curious what they were thinking. So, you know, did the Giants give everybody a little false thing, you know, a little smoke screen? We're not exercising it. We're not saying today, maybe we'll draft a quarterback tonight. Maybe we'll drop down and draft a quarterback. I think it's all part of the thing, but, you know, I'm not reading into it. They basically said they weren't picking this thing up this year anyway.
Yeah, oh, I hear you. And I just think that it's kind of odd, though, on draft night. is it a smoke screen that they're looking to maybe find a trade partner and, you know, do something differently? I don't know. I don't know who the quarterbacks are that are up for free agency next year, if there is any. I don't know who's going to be coming out of the draft next year. So, I mean, there's a lot going on right there. Maybe they're looking past this year. And, well, by the way, before you go any further, I want to just thank Tommy. I got a package in the mail the other day, and it was this hat that I want to thank you for that publicly.
Okay. There was a bit of a meaning to it. I couldn't look at the Santa Claus hat anymore.
Well, that's fine.
I couldn't look at that. So
if it makes you feel better.
I couldn't look at it any further, so I said I have to do it. Now, if you guys will notice, there's some new things tonight. We're going to pick up my dad in a second, but on the bottom we have the scroll with all the with the first round.
Very nice.
So as the players get picked, I will update the scroll, and we should be able to fit, you know, most of the first round. And if we get that far, I don't know how long we'll go, but we'll get them in there, and I think we'll add a little bit here. The way everything's going to work tonight, folks, is for the first hour we'll kind of go back and forth on some topics. You saw Jeff throwing some stuff around. Once the draft starts, John will do all the odd number picks. He'll do the announcement, tell you who's being picked, give you a little background on the player, and Jeff will do all the even numbers for that way. I would say if we do manage to get to pick 20, I think John will handle pick 20, as that is the Steeler pick, or unless any of our teams make trades along the way. If the Jets make a trade at an odd number, Jeff will handle it. If the Steelers make a move up, Jeff will handle the Jets, and John will handle basically anything else, and the Steelers, of course, if they move. And then we're just going to kind of go back and forth on this, and in the meantime, we'll have some fun, talk about the draft, and see what happens. Guys, so you know what? Let me bring my dad and see what he's got to say, and then we'll get on to this. If anybody else out there wants to offer their 2 cents, you know, the number 347-826-993-4. Check it out, call it in, and you can jump right in or throw a little message up on the board for the boys. They'll be happy to answer any of your questions about it. But let's get my pops on and let's see what he's got to say. What's up, Pop?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Florio?
I'm very good, Jeff. Thank you. I'm torn apart because I saw today that they're not honoring his fifth year for the giant quarterback.
Yep.
But I don't see them going for anything. They need They need. I keep saying it over and over. They need front line. They need offensively and defensively. You can get Johnny Unitas. You can bring the greatest quarterback in the world here, Tom Brady.
There you go.
And what does it do? You got no front line. You got nothing. He snaps the ball. He's down on the ground. I think they could, if it was me, at least take one of the trade upward, get a couple of picks, and go for some defensemen. They have to have defense. They have none. They're terrible.
Well, I mean, I'll let the boys handle that one. John, go ahead. You could take the first one with my dad.
I think he's spot on. I mean, I think, you look at what Daniel Jones has been under, at least the last couple of seasons. I mean, not only injuries, but the protection. And, is this somewhere where they go with, like, an Evan Neal or somebody like that? I mean, I think that guy's a perfect fit there for somebody that can help protect. You know, I would like to see that team really get healthy, for once, and have Daniel Jones have the full complement of people around him. I mean, Barkley's been hurt, for the last two seasons, really, because he hasn't been himself since that injury. You know, the receivers are constantly going down. But, the front line is on both sides of the ball is what wins football games. It wins in the playoffs. And it sets the tone for any type of season. So, like your dad said, I mean, you could put Unitas back there, Brady. I mean, Randall Cunningham in his heyday, full speed and escapability. And you're going to get the same thing. You need to have that protection up front. You need to be able to, to hold offenses in check in order to keep your team into the game. And you don't want, Daniel Jones to have to constantly try to win games. I definitely see your dad's point, and I totally agree.
Okay. Jeff, you got to give you 4 minutes, Jeff, to kind of add to that. But go ahead.
Well, listen, the Giants didn't say that they're walking away from Daniel Jones. They just said they're not picking up his fifth-year option right now.
Right.
Which is a smart move because look what the Panthers are going through right now with Sam Darnold because they jumped the gun thinking they got the quarterback of the future after three games. So the Giants are actually being smart about it, if you think. They're going to probably give him a one-year audition.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tyrod Taylor waiting in the wings. That's the thing that would get me if I'm a Giants fan and would make me wonder that Daniel Jones is not going to be on a very long leash, if it's a leash at all. They may have him on a choke chain. So as soon as he misses a beat, that's it. Tyrod Taylor goes in and cleans up the mess. But listen, what better way to say, all right, prove it. You want to be the quarterback of this team, you got to prove it. They could still go after an offensive lineman, go after whatever pieces they want to help him, because they're going to help the next quarterback anyway. So I don't see anything, unless they go total defense, which would maybe be a head-scratcher for them, I see no reason why they shouldn't go after offensive linemen if they get the chance and just see what happens. Maybe Daniel Jones can be a serviceable quarterback for the Giants. Honestly, I don't think so. I don't see that happening only because of what past history has shown and even the few present with Daniel Sam Darnold. I think that's going to scare a lot of people. That quarterback class, I think, is scaring a lot of people. Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. A lot of people are going to be like, what are we doing here? How did this happen? All of these guys that were supposed to be good, and the one that was iffy, Josh Allen, is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what happens. Let's not count them out yet. Unless the Giants, of course, draft the quarterback tonight, and then that it's pretty much over for him, I would feel.
Yeah, I would think that would be the strangest thing ever, Pop. But, Pop, I think I agree with you. I could see them taking an offensive lineman with the first pick, and the second pick's going to depend on the run. If everybody's taking defensive lineman, which a lot of people think, they'll grab one of the two defensive backs, either Gardner or Stingley. But I think the Giants are going to come out of it with two of three players, a lineman, offensive, defensive, or a defensive back, for sure.
I agree with you. I agree with you guys. And Jeff, I think he hit it on the head. Both of you hit it on the head. And I think it's going to be very interesting because what they did with Donaldson just totally threw a bomb in the middle. They don't know now the Jets, whether the Giants are going to go for a quarterback, they're going to make a trade, are they going to trade up? That's what I would do, but that's why I'm sitting here telling you And I'm not. Listen, I'm going to wish you guys luck. I know you're going to do a good job.
The Giants are more in the driver's seat right now than you think, if you really think about
it.
Because they didn't cut ties with Jones.
Nope.
All right? All they said is they're not picking up his fifth-year option, which means maybe next year they could sign him to a cheaper deal than he would have gotten right now. Maybe they sign him. Maybe he has a great year and they sign him. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a – I'm not going to say a ploy, because now other teams that need a quarterback may go after them and say, you know, listen, you know, they're going to cause some draft moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because what better way to get the guy you want than to have the people in front of you if you have a trade? Because maybe Pittsburgh wants a quarterback that bad that they jump up. Or Atlanta needs a quarterback, wants a quarterback that bad, and they jump up and make a trade with somebody ahead of the Giants. And the Giants could just sit back and wait for their guy to fall right in their lap.
Yep. No, agreed. There's a lot of stuff that could be going on. Bob, good call, Bob. Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Guys, enjoy it tonight. I know you're going to do good. And I'll talk to you over the weekend, Tommy.
You got it, Dad.
Take care.
That's my dad. Checks in every week with us. And we have our first live read of the night, Jeff.
Okay, let me get that over here. And I am all set. You ready to go, man?
Go, it's all you.
All right. Well, you are watching the Sunday Audible live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft via live stream on the show's Facebook page and also YouTube, I believe. And feel free to come in, comment, leave your questions, and talk to us, man. Let us know what's going on. You got a favorite team out there? As long as it's not the Giants, we'll listen to it.
We've been talking a lot about the Giants. I'll finish the Giant thing up right now with the Giants could go a lot of ways. A lot of people think they're going to trade one of those picks, probably the number 7 pick, and build draft capital for next year because they don't have a lot of money to spend this year. I disagree. I think you can't pass up talent, and next year is next year. So I think the Giants take 2 picks. I think they're going to take I'll be shocked unless they get overwhelmed. And I'll tell you guys later who I think moves up
this year, Tom.
The Giants?
Yeah.
Far as I know, they have 8 picks, so I think total or 7. Yeah, I think it's 8 picks total.
8 picks. So it makes no sense to trade that second first-round pick unless there's nobody that they want.
Well,
they could get 2 first-rounders back.
Well, again, I think this draft is very deep. So to me, if you can, you know, if somebody at 12 or 15 or somewhere that really wants to jump up there in front of the Panthers, you know, or in front of Seattle, and the Giants have that pick. I thought it's Falcons. Then you know what? You know, if you're the Giants and you can get, you know, switch picks this year, can still have 2 number ones and get a number one next year, why not? I would certainly think about it. I'm not saying I would do it, but I would think about it. But, you know, let's get into your teams a little bit now. We're up till 7:30, then we have John's live read. So, Jeff, give us a little breakdown on the Jets. One thing I'll ask you, a lot of people think, and I do, if the Jets take an offensive lineman at 4, which I don't think they will, that would be more of an indictment on Mekhi Becton and what they think of him right now, considering that they were signing George Fant to play opposite of him one way or the other. So what's your thoughts on the Jets?
Yeah, it could definitely be an indictment on what they think of Mekhi Becton, without a doubt. But not for nothing, they also have a rookie quarterback that did nothing. I was, they keep saying that over the last 5 games of the last season that he didn't throw a single interception. He also didn't break 220 yards, I believe. The most he did was about 215, 217. There was a couple games, I think there was at least 2, maybe 3 games where he didn't even crack 100 yards. So they need as much offensive lineman help as any other team in the league right now. So an offensive lineman is not going to be a detriment to that team. I don't know how old Fant is, if he's a long-term
early 30s.
He's not really a long-term answer. Mm-hmm. If you could get another tackle, move Becton over to the right side, get one of these guys for the left side or something of that nature, why not do it? Personally, I would love to see them get Sauce Gardner with the first pick and then get themselves a real good receiver. But you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. I mean, Salah supposedly doesn't like to take cornerbacks that early in the draft, but a lot of people are comparing Gardner to a lot of great names, some of them that have played for the Jets with Cromartie. So time will tell, but I just hope that they make the right solid pick. You know, you don't have to draft a superstar. Just pick somebody that's going to help and contribute from this point forward.
Yeah.
And going to help you with your team and with your quarterback. So
I agree with you. I agree with you on the second pick. I think it's definitely a receiver. I'm going to think my draft, I have Sauce Gardner in that spot because I think they do take him. But we'll get more into the corners and who's well, who's playing well. But I think the Jets actually going to go defensive line at that point. I think they're gonna grab one of those guys, Jermaine Johnson or Walker. You know, and especially if Hutchinson drops that far, I think they'd steal him in a heartbeat, Jeff.
Well, if he drops that far, yeah. I mean, this is a need that they've had for years, 15 years, you know, since they traded John Abraham. So you just don't know, Tom.
No,
nobody is tied to anybody specific this year in this draft. So it's so up in the air. It's unbelievable. I think I was saying all along to you that I couldn't care less about this draft this year. But now as it's getting closer, I'm getting more excited because it's almost like where's it going?
Yeah.
You don't know where it's going. And even the first couple picks, I don't think they're going to dictate the way the rest of it's going to go. I think we're going to all be in for a surprise.
I would agree with that. Now, John, we haven't talked much about the Steelers, and they've had an interesting offseason signing Trubisky to be their replacement for Big Ben. They've lost a couple of players. You know, there's been some changes up in Steel Country. Tell us about your Steelers and what you're expecting tonight.
Well, what I'm expecting is you know, what we discussed on last week's show is you know, Kevin Colbert, you know, his last season going into retirement. You know, I think this guy wants to leave with a splash. I mean, he wants to put the, you know, the final exclamation point on everything that he's done for this organization. And, you know, as far as I can see, I mean, you know, I like Mitch Trubisky. You know, we saw some good things that he did in Chicago, you know, early. But then we, you know, what Mitch Trubisky are we going to see coming into Pittsburgh? I mean, you know, he has more weapons here. He has, you know, he has one of the best running backs, one of the best young running backs in the league, multifaceted. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what he had up in Chicago early. I really think that with some of the needs that Pittsburgh has, you know, I see quarterback, I see defensive line as two of the, you know, key areas that they're looking for. You know, they need to be able to stop the run. You know, that really hurt them, you know, definitely at the end of the season. They gave up a couple 200-yard games back-to-back, you know, and that's just not, you know, the Steeler way. I think, you know, I really don't know where they're going. Just like most of the teams in this draft, you're looking, you know, you look at this board and everything is a big question mark. But I see quarterback personally. But, you know, it could be anything, Tommy. It's a tough one.
No, and I think we'd all kind of agree that, you know, yeah, you'd want to set yourself up, but, you know, is Kenny Pickett the guy? Are you? It's a lot of draft capital to get high up in the draft here. Now, if Pickett or Willis drops below 12, if they make it out of the first round, then I would be surprised. Let me ask you guys, Jeff. I'll ask you first. Do you expect any of the teams in the top 10? As they are built right now, I'm not saying that if somebody trades up, as they're built right now, do you expect anybody to draft a quarterback?
Tom, you just don't know. You really, honestly and truly, you don't know. I mean, you have Carolina Panthers at 6. They may be looking to draft a quarterback. Yeah, but then again, their owner turns around and gives a vote of confidence for Rule and for Donald. Now, after today's news, you got the Giants. Are the Giants thinking quarterback? Are the Falcons thinking quarterback? Is Seattle thinking quarterback? Are the Redskins thinking quarterback? Well, no, the Redskins, they already got Wentz, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. The Vikings at 13 or 12, 12 they are. Would they be looking to get somebody behind Cousins for a year or two? You don't know. You really don't know. I think there's probably still more questions at the quarterback position around the league than there are solid answers, and at least in my eyes, because there's so many teams that don't have the long-term answer on their team, I feel.
I would agree with that, John. Yeah, I think the big thing for me, John, I think that if the one landing spot for me, I'm watching Seattle at 9 because I think there's a reason they don't have a quarterback at this point. You know, if you really look at it.
I think they're going to go after Mayfield, Tom.
You know what, Jeff? I'm not disagreeing with that. I think what I'm watching is what happens tonight. Does somebody jump up there and get one of these two quarterbacks early. If let's say the Panthers or somebody sneaks up there, or the Falcons just ahead of them, which I don't expect, but if somebody goes up there and snatches, then yeah, I think Baker Mayfield could be in play for the Seattle Seahawks. I think Seattle's looking at Malik Willis, and they're going to try to snatch him there at 9 and build around him, John, for the future.
I think that's great to hear that too, Tommy, because that's one of my standouts right there, you know, seeing what Seattle's going to do. I mean, are they going to go into a season with Drew Locke as their starter? I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I mean, and then Jeff said it earlier too with Atlanta. I mean, Marcus Mariota, I mean, where do they sit with this guy? I mean, do they want to go into the season and say, look, this guy's our long-term answer?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what we're going to see from him. We don't know what we're going to see from Sam Darnold either. And, you know, a lot of the things that these guys do is kind of like the show Survivor, if you guys ever watched that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of lying. There's a lot of deceit going on. There's a lot of guys, you know, playing for different positioning and saying they're going to do something, you know, just to make another team think. You know, it's there's a lot of strategy that goes into this too. So I think we're seeing some of that as well.
Well, real quick, the one team that I feel,
mm-hmm.
I may be going on a serious limb with this one, that I think is not going to go after a quarterback
mm-hmm.
is going to be the Detroit Lions. And if I was the Detroit Lions, I would not waste the pick on a quarterback this year simply because I don't think there's one worthy to be picked that high. Second of all, you still have Goff, and I think that you should ride him out for a little bit longer before you push the issue and go for a quarterback at number 2 in this draft. Maybe next year's draft will be another story, but I just think that this year's draft is pushing it too much.
I would agree with that. I think if you're the Lions and you're looking at one of the quarterbacks, you're probably looking at Corral or Sam Hubbard in the second round. That's if I were them, I would be looking for a guy later in the draft, John.
I don't even think I would go that soon, Tom.
Again, if you're the Lions, I think if you're going to take one, it's one of those guys if they're still on the board in round 2. Yeah, John.
Well, hey guys, you know, while we're talking about this, I want to go with something. Right now, Sunday Audible is an affiliate for Fanatics, NFLShop.com. So you're able to get on the Sunday Audible, SundayAudible.com, grab your NFL merchandise from NFL Shop, Fanatics. I mean, they got the cool draft hats like these guys are wearing right now. We got the throwbacks. Well, hopefully we'll see this from the Jags this year, and I doubt they're going to do that. But Jets number 1. Yeah, grab your merchandise there, and we're official affiliate right now. You're going to see a lot of different things coming from us, you know, different ads, different promotions. And we're also going to be doing a lot of giveaways for Sunday Audible merchandise. So SundayAudible.com, check us out on Facebook, Sunday Audible, Twitter, Sunday Audible, YouTube right now if you're viewing live. A lot of good things going on.
Awesome, Johnny Boy, and thank you very much for that second live read. We're trying to get a little more professional around here, Jeff's first one. So we'll get this. We're getting our stuff down here. So again,
you know, I like about professionalism tonight. I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead. No.
You just got to jump out there.
Go ahead.
Professionalism is letting other people know when someone is right. Okay. I don't want to go out on. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I called for the head of Gettleman. I got it. I called for the head of the coach. I got it. I call for Jones's head, I'm getting it. The next is Barkley, all right? Remove the head, the body dies.
There it is.
But let me ask a question. It seems like all of your wisdom is with one team. All of your wisdom is one team, is built around one team, by the way.
I have studied the New York Giants so much this offseason. I've waited for, I'm fucking salivating over what's going on right now. If you happen to see the computer go like this, that's because something popped up and is knocking the table. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Hey, guys, that's Jeff Tomlinski. The other handsome guy is John Marhefka, and I'm Tommy Fleury. Welcome to the Sunday Audible and our special edition of the 2022 NFL Draft right here for the very first time with the Sunday Audible. So thank you for joining us. We hope you keep the TV on the draft, but you keep the radio or your computer locked into us for some great, unique, in-depth analysis and coverage of this 2022 NFL draft. Guys, you know, we're about 26 minutes from the opening bell. Shortly thereafter, the Jags will be on the clock, Jeff.
So me and John each gave our thoughts on who would want our team to get, and you never told us about your team, the New York Giants. Tom, we got to press you for an answer. What are you looking to hoping to see happen tonight?
You know, again, for the first time in a while, I feel like best player available. I certainly want an offensive lineman. They need one. It depends on the run. I would love to see him come out of there with an offensive lineman. I'd love to see it be Neal. I think Neal is the best of the bunch. The other guys each have a little bit of a flaw to them. Neal's a little more versatile. I think he can play the right side a little easier than either one of the other two guys, Ikwunu or Cross. But here's the bottom line. Give me an offensive lineman. And then give me one of the good defensive linemen. If one of, all the good ones are gone, if all the big names are gone, I'll be happy, just thrilled to take either Gardner or Derek Stingley. So if I come out of there with two of those three, it's been a good night. I put the head on the pillow tonight, and I'll feel good tomorrow morning.
I totally agree with that too, Tommy. I mean, you strengthen, you know, both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, in the trenches. I mean, Evan Neal is somebody that's you know, if you listen to what this guy, he said all the right things too in his interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a solid person. He really comes and he brings a great work ethic. You know, and the guy's I don't even know what to say, man. He's like a pillar out there.
Yeah.
So many good things, and they need that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's 6'7", 337, and runs a 4.95 40-yard dash. I mean, that's a big man. You know, quick in the running game. You know, he's got some flaws, and I think they all do. I just think his least of the flaws, although the flag is out now, he's got the whole army out. If he goes and gets the Santa hat, I'm closing down for the night. I'm calling it an evening.
He has the tree up, so the hat has to be.
That's
there,
true.
So.
You're right. I can't even argue that one. But this is an interesting.
Not all the toys tonight, baby.
This is, yeah. So this is going to be fun. You know, let's talk about some of the other teams in the draft. There you go, Johnny boy. There you go. Let's talk about some of the other teams. And, you know, let's start right at the top of the draft. John, you're wearing the uniform. You know, where there's a lot of needs there. Do you want to get some help? Guys, do you want to get some help for Trevor Lawrence and one of the big bodies? The defense is just, you know, desperate for an edge rusher. You know, boys, give me your thoughts. Where does the top of the draft go?
I guess I'll go first. I'm going to say, you know, edge rusher here for these guys. I mean, you know, being able to, you know, to see the two guys that I have on the top of my board, Trayvon Walker and Aiden Hutchinson, I think those are just two that you can't pass up. I mean, you know, what do they want to do? I mean, these guys, you know, are both game changers. But I see, you know, Hutchinson with a whole lot of speed. I mean, he beats multiple blocks. He's you know, he's a guy that can change games for, you know, for this team. Trayvon Walker is the same. I mean, this guy can play, you know, in different positions. You're able to utilize him, you know, move him around the field. You know, he's great from sideline to sideline. A lot of speed, makes a ton of plays. You know, you saw a couple you know, plays in the highlights, I mean, where this guy, you know, right from the line of scrimmage and he's running 30, 40 yards downfield. You know, catching a back out of the backfield. I mean, that's mega hustle right there. So I could see them going either way right there.
I got to think, man. You know, if I'm the Jaguars, I wouldn't go defense with the first pick. I would go something to help Trevor Lawrence because, let's face it, he didn't have the greatest season last year, and he needs to establish himself. They need to know what he has. And, I mean, me and Tommy have butted heads over this one over the years. But I'm a firm believer in I don't want to wait 2-3 years to see what you got. Let's see what you got. Get him on the field, because if he goes out on the field this year, whoever he is, a quarterback, and he struggles, next year he should be a little bit better. And he's going to get all of those growing things out of the way. You don't want to build up the team, build it up, and then all of a sudden put in a rookie quarterback. And then what happens? He has problems, growing pains, and now – the whole team starts to break down again. So I think with Trevor Lawrence already having 1 year under the belt, you need to help this guy out, whether it's offensive line help. I think it's too soon for a receiver, but I see them going offensive lineman. And, you know, trying to help him his game that way. I think that's the best move for the Jaguars tonight.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do think, though, most experts have one of the defensive linemen going at the top of the draft. Most of them have this young man right here, and Aiden Hutchinson being the number one pick in the draft. Some say, you know, a better version of Joey Bosa, and some people have equated him to a better version of T.J. Watt, J.J. Watt, excuse me. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting top of the draft. And, Jeff, you brought up an interesting one in the Detroit Lions. You know, the Lions could use a quarterback, but I wouldn't take one there. I think the Lions are going to make the big move, and I think the big move is who takes Kayvon Thibodeau. And I think the Lions are going to be the team with Dan Campbell, the coach. I think he wants that guy. I think he's going to go get him.
God, I hope he's gone before the Jets pick. That's all I'm saying.
Are you one of those guys? Are you one of those people who think that there's a little too much in the way of character issues and you don't want to take the chance?
Listen, I don't know much about the guy, to be honest with you, other than what I read. And none of what I've read so far has been good. So, to tell you the truth, when you have Douglas and Salah trying to change everything about the Jets team, the last thing you need to do is add a question mark to something that already has a lot of questions around it and with it. So I would rather see them pass on him, get a solid player that's going to help this team now. They made a lot of moves in the offseason. Let's get the ship pointing in the right direction instead of just circling the bowl, you know, like a giant turd waiting to go down. We can't have that anymore. You need to have a good, solid direction, and I think they laid the foundation for that. But, you know, we need to see it happen and start to see some movement in the right direction. And taking him is not going to be the answer. That's just going to make the water very, very murky, I feel.
Well, John, he seems to be this year's version of Micah Parsons in that, you know, most people think he might be the most talented guy, but most people have him below Hutchinson. And all the rumors and all the talk seems to be about Trayvon Walker and Jermaine Johnson flying up the draft board, and some people actually have them at the top of the board. What's your take on the defensive, the edge rushes?
Well, I liked a lot what Jeff just said, too, about with you know, Thibodeau and the Jets. I mean, you know, you're trying to change the culture of that organization, and I think they're taking a lot of steps in the right direction. You know, and then to have a guy in there that's a, you know, it's a question mark, you know, with maybe some character issues. I don't think you want to, you know, start out with there's a lot of high expectations there right now. I mean, you know, they're trying to build something special. It's been a long time. You know, they're building a good young organization there, and I think that would be a bad way to start with a question mark. And I think, you know, the top guys that we discussed, you know, Trayvon Walker, Hutchinson, you know, those guys right there, you know, are more proven commodities, I would think, you know, and more NFL ready, at least in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, the NFL and the organizations, you know, the way these guys run things, you know, they look for professionalism and they look for, you know, the way these guys conduct themselves off the field just as much as on. So, you know, being that high up in a draft, the expectation level is massive. So, you know, I just think with the question marks, I think that's the reason that he's, you know, he is the question mark that he is.
I agree. And I think, Jeff, I think to the point that I made about Micah Parsons, I think a team like the Cowboys, who have had success over the last few years, even though not much in the playoffs, they can kind of fall on a, you know, they can extend themselves and make a bad pick or take a guy who's questionable and it could go either way. Whereas teams like the Lions and the Jaguars, the Jets, the Giants, you know, they haven't had the success, and they're a little more, let's say, skeptical on a player that's not a guarantee. You know, so the risk and reward is huge, but, you know, teams like that don't want to make that move.
And I understand what you're saying, but you want to know something, Tom. You got to think of it this way, too. Maybe using the Dallas Cowboys is not the greatest example, only because they've had a lot of guys that tread the water of, you know, becoming, you know, serious felons. And, you know, they got to keep themselves out of trouble, and some of them have made it and some of them haven't. Micah Parsons, I remember last year or the year before, whenever it is he got drafted,
last year,
but there was some questions and some issues surrounding him. But in this one with Thibodeau, nobody is saying that, you know, this is a great pick. He's a solid pick. Nobody's saying that. Everybody always, anything I read starts off with, you know, there's some issues, there's character issues, there's flaws. Is he playing hard? Nobody ever comes out and says, this is a hard worker. He plays hard. He's on the field 60 minutes a game. Nobody ever starts off their assessment about him. They give the bad, and then they'll come out and they'll say, you know, he could be great. He could this. He could that. That alone just makes me, I wouldn't want him. I would not want him.
No,
too many questions.
No, it's fair. No, it's fair. It's a fair comment, John.
I think it is. I mean, you know, like I said, character issues, you know, going into, you know, like you said, Tommy, these teams that are always high in the draft, I mean, they're looking for, you know, culture changes there. I mean, you look at Jacksonville and where they've been. I mean, they're always at the top of the draft board. You know, Detroit. You know, I think Dan Campbell's doing a lot of good things in
Detroit.
I agree. And we discussed that, you know, all of last season. You know, that team plays with a lot of heart. It plays with, you know, the passion. There's a lot of good young players up there and some good talent. You know, and Jared Goff, I mean, we're looking at – this guy's just a couple years removed from the Super Bowl going to Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, so the leadership's there. You know, I don't think they want to do anything to jeopardize the direction that they're going.
I agree. I think they have there's enough I think there's enough what's the right word? They have enough faith in Jared Goff as a quarterback that they're not going to spend the number 2 pick in the draft on a reach. You know, if there was a guy at the top of the draft that everybody thought was the guy, I would tell you that there's a chance. But nobody believes in any of these guys being pro-ready, and I don't think they're capable of making that move. But, guys, there's a couple of teams I think we have to watch out for tonight. John Steelers, I think, are one, and I think they've got an eye on moving up. But I think a team that I really expect to make a jump tonight, I believe they have 2 number 1 picks, and I think they have a huge thirst for a receiver, and that's the Green Bay Packers. I think the Green Bay Packers will do anything possible to get up. Now, I think they're hoping that, you know, some of those bigger guys going to drop because they don't want to give up 2 number 1 picks to move all the way up, because don't forget, there's a chart on how this works. You got to go from here to here, and you got to give up a certain amount of stuff. And I don't think they want to sell their soul for it. But, you know, guys, I think if you're them, you lost Davante Adams, you gave Aaron Rodgers a boatload of money, and you know the window is short, they got to go get him somebody. And I think that's a team that I'm going to watch to see if they jump up in this draft.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I can't believe that Rodgers isn't bugging out over that trade. Uh-oh.
What's the matter? Uh-oh.
This is a special delivery. I can't believe there's special delivery coming.
Here it comes. It's here. Guys, we're experiencing technical difficulties. You're seeing right now a mirage of a football player's jersey.
Let me tell you something. 50-something years ago, probably went a little something like this.
Oh, no.
Joe Broadway was handed the fucking sweater. Put it on.
He's gearing up now.
And greatness has arrived, baby. There we go. There we go.
By the way, this is the real number 12 right there. That's
this
it.
This is the first number 12.
This is the real number 12.
That bobblehead, I don't even recognize that guy.
No.
That's the guy on the Hertz commercials that I shut off all the time.
Well, the man is suited up and ready. We're about 11 minutes from the start. I've also already seen what looks like the national anthem played. We see some helicopters flying over. And a couple years ago, this was Sin City and Off Limits. Now it is the heart of the NFL tonight, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right now, do you realize that there's more people at the draft, okay, than there were at some of the 2 years ago, the football game.
Yes.
Right after the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't see a mask in sight, man. I fucking love it. And by the way, I don't know if Will Cloak is still watching. I didn't get a chance. Will, what's going on?
What's up, Will Cloak? We're about 5 minutes from Jeff's next live read, and we're about 11 minutes from the start of the draft. We're still working our way down the lines. There's a lot of interesting stories in the top 10, and I know we're concentrating on that tonight. Teams, now let me ask you a question, John. Is this the draft to have there's eight teams with two number one picks. Is this the draft to have that capital, or did they get this a year too early?
I think it really depends on the team and what they're looking for. I mean, you know, the Giants, like we discussed earlier, Tommy, the lines, I mean, they need help up front on both sides. You know, definitely need to have somebody to protect Daniel Jones. Yeah, that 12 right there.
But I
think really it's how do they want to handle it? I mean, and they have the two picks that are kind of close together too. So you're high on both picks. So you have a lot of good players right there. And, you know, the Giants can fill a lot of needs. The Jets can fill a lot of needs. I mean, I think it's good to be there. I really do. Just me personally.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, to me, you can never have too much draft capital. The worst case is if you get to a point and you're not going to get value for your pick number, you can easily trade out. There's a lot of people looking to make moves in this draft. And I think I like it because I think it's a very talented draft. I think there's a lot of good players you can get here for the future. I think there's a lot of solid players, a lot of depth here. So, Jeff, are you still with us? Luckily, we don't see your face, but I'm stuck looking at that jersey.
Listen,
here, I got a call for you guys.
In the first round, if you
right
have
here
two picks, it's the way to go, man. You know why? Because
there's
you
a 12.
Know what you're doing.
There's my 12 right there.
You can get anything you want. You can get draft capital, like you said. You could get a sleeper player you don't know. The only problem, though, is that this draft in
mm-hmm
particular
mm-hmm
is not one where I would want two picks at this point in time if I'm a certain team. Some of these teams are just a little bit too good to have two picks right now. Maybe you trade further down into next year's draft or something. But a team like the Giants, the Jets, and a couple others that have two number ones high up in the draft and you're a bad team, yeah, you need the pick. You need to get the players. So why not? Certain teams like the Green Bay Packers, them having two picks, I think that I would try to turn around and trade one of them right out of the first round and get more picks, maybe get into next year's first round, get another first rounder for next year. That's what I would do. But the teams like the Giants and Jets, they have to hit them both tonight.
Oh, I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. You know, listen, you have two picks. You got to come out of there with two live bodies, guys who are ready to play next year for you one way or the other, because you just can't afford not to. Again, guys, Sunday Audible here, 2022, live NFL Draft Show. Sorry, Mr. Jeff Towinski, John Mayapka, and myself. We're here for at least part of the first round. We're hoping to get to top 10 before the night's over, but the draft happens all weekend. And, of course, you'll catch the replay of the show on our website, going to SundayAudible.com. And, of course, John's already told you about our deal with Fanatics and the NFL.com. So make sure you go on our website. We have a merch store and lots of stuff to look at and buy. And, of course, you can buy your NFL merchandise through our website. And John's going to give you we're going to talk about our social media and all that good stuff in the next 7 minutes before the draft starts and 2 minutes before Jeff's big thing. What about the teams, guys, that don't have first-round picks? You know, Miami, the Raiders. There's a whole bunch of teams that don't have first-round picks. You know, is this a bad year not to be in the first round?
No, it depends. Like a team like the Rams
mm-hmm yeah
has traded away so many first-round picks in the last couple of years. We see how that worked out for them. And they have a Super Bowl championship sitting behind them waiting to go into the second or third round, whenever it is that they pick. The Raiders,
mm-hmm,
that I don't know. I can't remember the last time the Raiders made a good, solid pick in the first round. What was the receiver's name that ended up getting to the accident, killed a girl and her dog?
Oh, not Ruggs.
Ruggs.
Yeah, Henry Ruggs, yes.
Yeah.
That might have been the best pick that they had in the last 3 or 4 years, and that's it. He's probably never going to play again.
Mm.
So, you know, certain teams, you know, so be it. It was like not having a first-round pick anyway.
Yeah. No, I agree. John, what's your thoughts?
That's right. Well, you look at their off-season moves, too. I mean, you know, bringing Tyreek Hill into Miami. I mean, that's kind of like bringing a first-round pick in. I mean, you got the one of the best receivers in the league. I mean, this guy's he's a jet on the field. He's, you know, he brings a whole new facet to that team. I mean, now you got two good receivers on both sides. You got an excellent tight end there. You know, if Tua develops like they think he's going to develop, and they're putting a lot of eggs in that basket, but, you know, they're giving this guy the weapon, so now he needs to prove himself. So, you know, they made a lot of good offseason moves. And Jeff brought up the Rams deal. I mean, you know, this team just won a Super Bowl. You know, they and I think this is going to be the way the NFL and a lot of teams look at it. That's going to be the prototype right there. Hey, the Rams did it. Now we know we could do it. So, you know, we're in this game to win now. You know, people want to see, you know, a winner. You don't come into this league, you know, looking to sit back and do nothing. I mean, it's the goal is to win the Super Bowl. And if you get that way, you know, and do it that way, that's the way, you know, I see a lot of teams are going to look at it.
And there's a lot of teams out there now that have no idea how to even spell Super Bowl, much right. less play for one. And until these teams realize and they follow some kind of plan, you know, not for nothing, the New York teams, let's just pick on them for a minute. Both New York teams have gone through a series of coaches, offensive coordinators. You're trying to develop players. Players are never going to develop if you're changing the offensive coordinator every year, every other year, which both teams have been guilty of at some time or point or another in the last 10 years. So it makes it rough that you draft these guys or you trade for these guys, and then you don't have any way to really guide them and to provide structure for them. And, you know, like more so right now at this point in time with the Giants, because they just got a new GM and a new coach, they have no loyalty to the players that are there. But they have to build with those players for right now until they can figure out what they're going to do. The Jets have they're a little bit further along because this will be the second year for Salah, third or fourth year for Douglas. So, you know, they're a little bit in a better shape. But some of these teams, man, I don't know. They're not ready. And I know this, that if you're not ready, it is. But the best way to find out what's going to happen is to start watching the Sunday Audible. This is the live coverage of the 2022 draft via live stream on the show's Facebook page and YouTube, I believe. Right, Tom?
Yes, sir.
And please check the show's website, www.sundayaudible.com, for more information in this and other upcoming episodes of the show. And we're going to walk you through this draft tonight and show you why certain teams are going to come out winner. That's right.
Yeah, you know, and you know what's funny, great read, Jeff. What I find funny about this is it's all a crapshoot. You know what? It's flip a coin. You know, you draft a guy, you think he's the number one, you think he's the guy, John, you think he's your future, and 3 years later you're dumping him and you're looking to draft another guy. But this is an exciting night. I mean, this is, you know, dreams are made tonight. You know, some guys' dreams are broken. You know, some guys, Geno Smith waited much longer than he expected to with the scowl and Aaron Rodgers. And
he's
then
still waiting. Yeah. Geno Smith is still waiting.
And then there's other guys whose dreams are made. And you don't know who's going to go and where they're going to be, John.
You know, it's really crazy. I mean, you look at Tom Brady. I mean, as much as I don't want to bring him up on this show, but – you know, look where he was drafted. I mean, look at, you know, Aaron Rodgers, like you said, you know, that huge weight, you know, and look where this guy's at. I mean, you don't know who's going to be the Hall of Fame caliber players here. You know, it's really exciting, though, going into the season now and having these young guys in. You know, there's a lot of anticipation here. It's kind of like it's Christmas for these teams.
Sure.
I mean, you're getting the gifts of the young talent coming in. You know, there's a lot of excitement there and a lot for you two guys, too, because, you know, both of these teams are, you know, we're hoping on the upswing. You know, we see some good things happening, you know, a lot of changes in the Giants organization. You know, the Jets went through that last year. And, you know, it has to be exciting for you guys and your fans. And I think that's a good thing for this league.
Oh, it's the season starts all over again. It's the slate's wiped clean, Jeff. Everybody's almost starting anew at the same time. You're getting fresh new faces. This is almost like a, you know, this is almost the start of the new season right here.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, a lot of teams went out and signed a lot of players in the off season and free agency, so they want to play with those toys as soon as possible. And here's one to get a toy that nobody else has ever touched before, which is always a good thing, and we know that. And when you have certain teams that they got to be excited, the league is switching. You're going to tell me that right now, a team that we really didn't talk about at all as of yet, the Cincinnati Bengals,
mm-hmm.
they were so close last year to winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a chance, you know, to get maybe a few players to push them over the edge, a player that they need. And, you know, is that going to be enough for them? Are the Rams, all right, we know that they don't have a number one pick,
mm-hmm.
but did they do enough in the offseason to continue and to possibly win again? You got teams like the Jets and the Giants that are rebuilding. The Jaguars are a little bit behind both those teams, I feel. And then you got a team like the Cleveland Browns that are going for it with going after Watson, Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they get the one player that they need in the draft tonight or over the weekend, and you just don't know. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement coming up on the season, and I think that this is going to be one of the biggest seasons in a long time because you have so many different teams rotating and changing position. Do the Pittsburgh Steelers, John, do they Tommy, your camera.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, well, I see it was this logo.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just trying to get the most. I got two screens working. I'm trying to see around my computer. Sorry about that.
No respect, everybody. This is it.
Yeah, this is really
The Steelers, you know, are they going to go for a total rebuild or do they get what they need to continue? But, yeah, John, I believe you're right. They should be coming up there with the first pick. Let's see what happens. And I'm excited, man. John, I think you should take him from here, no?
Yep.
We ready for the first pick here, guys?
Well, here's how it's going to work, guys. I believe any second now the commissioner will be coming out. He will put the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock. At that point, John,
aren't they already there? Already on the clock? No, doesn't he just come out with their pick?
No, he should be coming out and saying he should be coming out to do the old welcome to the 2022 NFL Draft, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are now on the clock. So, nope, the 10 minutes has not started yet, to my knowledge.
10 minutes started a year ago, man.
Yeah. Well, right now, could they be?
Extra 10 minutes. That's bullshit.
I think they can be right now. Listen, I think there's no clear cut. I think they're also possibly still listening for a thing. But just before we get to the Jaguars, I'm going to turn it over to John. Just where it starts. So John and Jeff will now alternate, starting right now with John handling the first pick. They will handle these announcements. I will be a secondary in the background doing some board work and making sure I stay in the middle of all the pressing needs that we have. But from this moment on, the boys will run the draft, and we'll see where it goes. But until the commission's on the clock, guys, give me some quick thoughts. Give me some last-minute things. John, where do the Jaguars go? Right now, you're making your pick. You're at the table. Nobody's made your trade. Right now, John, what's your pick?
I'm going with Aiden Hutchinson. The reason I said it, like I said earlier, I mean, this guy, you know, has all the tools. He, you know, he's filling a need right there. You know, they need to, you know, to build strong on this defense. But Jeff did bring up another point, too. I mean, you know, you're going to need some help on the offensive side. I mean, you need some protection for the quarterback, obviously. But, you know, is this going to be something where they go with an offensive lineman, you know, with the number one pick? But I'm going with Aiden Hutchinson. You know, I think he's the guy that's going to make a big difference there. I think he's a game changer. I think, you know, you build a strong defense around somebody like that. You know, the guy, you know, I look at him as somebody that could get 12 sacks as a rookie, something mm-hmm. like that. You know, I see that potential right there. And don't forget, everybody, fanatics.com, NFLshop.com. When you see these guys walk up on stage and hoist that number one jersey, you're going to be able to get that merchandise right through our website, sundayaudible.com. Go into shop. Jeff's got it right there. We got everything through these guys. We're an affiliate for NFL Shop Fanatics right now, so we got to go to those guys, get the hats, get the jerseys, get the T-shirts. So everything that you're going to see on draft night, a lot of brand new players coming out, new jerseys, new T-shirts, new draft hats, you know, for all these new guys. So sundayaudible.com, we got it on Twitter, we got it on YouTube, we got it on Instagram. I mean, look for a lot of new things that we have coming out, guys.
Awesome. Excellent, John. Good read. And, guys, as we wait for the commission to come out and start the clock, we got a lot to get to tonight. We got a lot of chatter still here, so make sure you stick around for the Sunday Audible. Jeff Kowinski, John Mahefka, and myself, as we sit here and chew the shit, as they say, and to break down this first round of the NFL draft. And I'm excited. I love tonight. This is one of my favorite nights of the year. I remember as a kid, there was no live coverage of the draft. It was done on a Sunday in New Jersey in some hotel conference room. And it's morphed into this, I guess, like I said in the open, kind of the circus meets the Oscars night. And it's another big moment in the year. Jeff, you got a little bit of butterflies. You're nervous. You're excited. What are you feeling right now?
I got to be honest with you, Tom. I'm excited about it. I'm not too nervous because I don't think I'm getting drafted tonight. So I don't think I have to worry about what team I'm going to. Although if I was to get drafted, I would like to think that my hometown Green would keep me.
That's true.
But I don't see that happening.
Hey, Jeff, if you were John Consiglietti and you were sitting in the draft room right now and you were whispering in his ear while he's got his gear on and he's going to make the pick, where would you tell him? Who would you be telling him to pick right now?
To John?
Yep. He just said he's.
I would have to say, let's go offensive lineman. Let's go offensive lineman.
The commissioner's at the podium.
How would we pronounce his name?
Hold on. We have the commissioner at the podium.
Yeah, because he's got the number one pick, don't he?
Nope. He's about
to. Is that Derek Carr?
I don't know. That's I see Marcus Allen.
That's Carr, isn't it?
I think so.
Do they do this to him on purpose?
Yes. No, they hate him, and he gets booed every year. Yeah, they hate him. He gets booed every year.
Every year he does. It's crazy.
Maybe they did it as a goof at this point, Don.
So it is Derek Carr from the Raiders. It's Darren Waller from the Raiders, and it's Marcus Allen from the Raiders. Even though Al Davis hated his guts.
Darren Waller's not getting traded either. I mean, no. It'd be crazy to trade that guy. Is it,
Not when they're bringing in Devontae Adams. They're going for a big one this year. No way.
I think so, too. That team played very well last year.
Oh, yeah.
Despite all the craziness that went on with Gruden and the, the rug situation. I give that team a lot of kudos. I think, Carr really showed himself as a leader last year, too.
There's Ice Cube in the front row, sitting there with his Raider garb on. With his bodyguard behind him.
Bodyguard looks a little old, no?
No. All right, so John, once the commissioner makes the announcement that the Jaguars are on the clock, and here goes Ice Cube, I'm sure in a pre-planned move, is headed onto the stage. I don't know if he's... Yeah.
Man, I just seriously hope there's nobody in that first couple rows with a gun going to try to shoot at him with the whole draft on hold.
All right, now this is like The Rock right before the Super Bowl, by the way.
Except The Rock wasn't distorting the fucking God knows how many watts PA system that this guy is right now.
Yeah.
And he's doing it clean, too.
Yeah, thank God.
I'll tell you something else, too. I don't know if you guys noticed, but Ice-T was not born with those teeth. Those are definitely aftermarket teeth. Look at that shit.
Here comes Derek Carr. Like, we need this. Why can't the commission just come out there and go, okay, the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock? I mean, why are we delaying this even further? We're 8:09. We should be getting first pick.
Why is Derek Carr trying to act like a rap star? He's the whitest man on that stage.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, why? Because they gave him a fresh new haircut?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Here you go, homie. And he fist bumps him. Get the fuck. Come on, read the fucking card. Here we go.
2022 NFL draft is now officially open.
There you go. John, you're in charge. Go for it, John.
Jacksonville on the clock. I mean, you know, what are we looking at here, everybody? I don't know if we got any responses here or anybody chattering in, but, you know, Jeff, we discussed this, you know, last week. I mean, you know, and we discussed it a few minutes ago. Where are these guys going? What's their key needs? We brought up the two key needs. Are they going to go Hutchinson? Are they going to go Trayvon Walker? Is this going to be, you know, where they go for an Evan Neal and get the offensive line help that they need?
You got yourself a quarterback last year. I know that he got beat up a little bit. He needs help. I just don't see the point of them going defensive player. If I was in that room, I would say we got to go offensive-minded, you know, stay offensive-minded in the first round, get ourselves one of the people to help block and make his life easy and make him successful. I'm saying let's go left tackle and take one of the tackles first off the board. That's me.
Yeah, there's so many ways that this team could go. I mean, there's a lot of needs right there. You know, but really, I mean, you know, when you're looking to do, you know, something a little different in Jacksonville, like every season you have to make a splash. You know, you're this high up in the draft. You're always looking to better this team. And what guy is going to give us the most impact in Jacksonville? And, you know, I think, you know, I'm leaning toward Hutchinson. But, you know, there's so many possibilities here that you know, we're looking at three guys right here, and they're all excellent possibilities.
Yeah, Jeff.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, I was just going to say, I agree with both of you guys. I think it's an offensive lineman. I think it's a defensive lineman here. I think they're going to take the best player available, and I think the best player at that spot is one of the defensive linemen.
I agree, Tommy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking, you know, a lot about, you know, where these guys are going. I mean, there's a lot of people that are putting Trayvon Walker up to the top. You know, I'm looking at Hutchinson, you know, and then Jeff's looking at an offensive lineman. So, I mean, you see this throughout all the mocks, too, and all the discussions on where these guys are going. So, you know, I just think that they're going defensive line here. I think just one of those two guys is an impact player right out of the gate defensively. And I think it's going to be, you know, they're looking at somebody that's going to be in that position. And you don't see too many great defensive tackles. And I think you got two guys here that are major impact players at the top of the board.
No, that name of jersey is so old, right? And it's material that I don't know who the fuck wore this shit. But this is why NFL players weighed 230 pounds as a center and a guard on the offensive line 50, 60 years ago. I'm sweating my ass off for wearing it for 10 minutes.
That's it. I mean, they made those jerseys heavy back then, the polyester and, you know, some of the materials. And that's definitely a weight loss shirt.
I'd have no problem using this as a trampoline.
We are under 7 minutes, but we're waiting for the Jags to set a thing in. I'm curious, why the hesitation? Jeff said it. You've had a year to make this pick. Unless you're holding out for a last minute call, I would think you came to the stadium tonight knowing who you're picking.
You would like to think so, but you know what, Tom? Ratings. Anything to make more money with ratings. Now here's a question that nobody's ever going to ask you. Okay, and look at them sitting there, like, you know, they already know the fucking pick. They're just waiting. If you're these guys, mm-hmm. right, and you know that, you know, you're getting drafted tonight, is there any teams that, as a fresh new player, that you do not want to go to? Tommy, is there any team out there tonight that you do not want to go to?
Listen, you know what? You'd like to say it's the Lions, but I think the Lions are building a different culture. In the top 10, I think it's Seattle, to be honest with you, or maybe even Atlanta. I think Seattle's a team with an old coach and, needs to be torn down and brought back up, and I think the same thing for Atlanta. Those would be two teams I would not want to land on right now in the NFL draft.
John, how about you, man? Is there any team that you would not want to get drafted by?
I think Tommy nailed it right there, Seattle. I mean, where are these guys at right now? You know, there's a lot of changes. I mean, you're looking really at, you know, losing Russell Wilson, who was the face of this franchise for so many seasons, Super Bowl winner. Defensively, Wagner's gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, that's definitely one of the teams, the Falcons. And, really, where does a team like Minnesota, fit into all this? I mean, we think that these guys are going to do well, every season, and there's always like a point where we think, hey, this is going to be the time.
Pick is in. Jacksonville Jaguars, pick is in.
Pick is in. Let's go.
Jeff, as you know now, the pick is in, and now the Detroit Lions, Jeff, are on the clock. So let's talk.
They are.
So
right now,
yep.
This is big. They'll should be announcing this pick very shortly, and then we'll start talking about the Detroit Lions. But right now, this spotlight belongs to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which, who, by the way, I would never in an NFL career ever want to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, the town is not the greatest in the whole world to start with,
Well, it's just that uniform. That's just that uniform. Fuck that uniform, man.
They need to go back to the old school one, guys.
That looks like a 1980s uniform. I'm waiting for Don Johnson to pull the hat off.
Well, we're still waiting. They're going around. There's a ton of fans representing all the teams. You see the dog pound there. We see some Jet and Giant fans. We see a lot of Patriot fans in the front row. I haven't seen any Steeler garb out there yet. That's usually nor do I have seen any Cowboy, which is thankful. I'm not seeing the Cowboy garb out there. But the pick is in, but the commissioner's taking a sign.
I don't know what channel you guys watch.
I got the NFL Network up right now.
All right, I'm watching Channel 7. So we're probably all getting different feeds.
Which is good. We got different perspectives going on here. We got the Jacksonville faithful in the front. For some reason, it looks like they're holding up a picture of Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey. That's who the guy looked like. The big poster looked like Phil Murphy, but I see an old school name in jersey in the fan. There's a Steeler jersey number 7. I'm trying to guess who that would.
A fucking Bubby Buster.
Here he comes. The commissioner. The commissioner is going to the podium. John, get ready.
NFL draft, the Jacksonville
Walker.
Trayvon Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
Wow.
Well, that was definitely, one of the two guys we talked about, guys. I mean, Trayvon Walker, the guy that's
man, look how happy he fucking looks, man. Holy shit. He's like, really? Are you fucking kidding me? Out of 32 teams, I ain't got to go there? Yeah.
Well, that's I think that's a great pick for them, guys. I mean, it's a guy that can, play anywhere on defense. He's going to be a game changer. It's an excellent pick. It's one of the two guys that we talked about, either him or Hutchinson. I think you could see, a lot of good things out of this guy. Look at some of the highlights right here. I mean, the strength, the versatility, sideline to sideline, the speed, able to run down backs out of the backfield, 30 yards downfield. The guy's got a ton of motor. It's something that Jacksonville, severely needs, to make some changes. I mean, excellent in pass coverage.
The Lions, sorry, John, but the Detroit Lions pick is in.
Wow, that's quick.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about these guys. Wow.
Well, Jeff, you're going to be up if the pick is in. Get ready.
Yeah, this leads me to believe that the Detroit Lions are, like, making the first pick in the draft. As far as offensive linemen go, I bet you any amount of money they're going to go for an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
This is definitely not going the way that I thought it would go. I figured that they would have taken that guy Hutchinson, but.
Yeah, I think we're all a little surprised by it. I know I am. Right. This is a guy whose name has been brought up, though, guys. For the last week, people have been talking about him moving up to the top of the draft, and I'm a little surprised by this move. I have to be honest with you. I know I was a little busy making some adjustments here, but you know, I got to tell you guys, a little surprised by this pick.
He does 6'5", 272. I mean, he's got nice size to him. He's got good speed. But he doesn't have a big body of work in college.
No, definitely not, Jeff. Definitely not. I'm adjusting the draft board here to put our guy up on the spot where he needs to be. But Trayvon Walker has now slid up to number one in the NFL draft. And I'm making the adjustment here. And I'm going to highlight the reds that are done. And
this changes a lot, too, guys.
Sure.
Where does Detroit go? I mean, you know, now there's, you know, multiple options right there. I mean, you got, you know, the guy that we thought was the best player in the draft in Hutchinson. I mean, is he a guy that you passed up? I mean, where do you go here? I'm thinking that that's where they're going.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think it's the number two pick. Jeff, take over. This is your spot. The pick is in. Go ahead, Jeff.
We're still waiting here. We'll see what's going on. Let me get some volume up. They're still talking about Walker, I believe, on my channel.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, I would imagine